The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever, and they immediately told him about her. Jesus approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Then, rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, they said, "Everyone's looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I've come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Father Bob woke me up this morning to tell me that I had 2 minutes to preach tonight. I love a challenge. And in 2 minutes, you'll find out why. Ready? Countdown. My friends, we need to be clear about these healing stories that will be told to us all throughout the first half of Mark's gospel. These are not told to provide the divinity and power of Jesus or prove it in any way. When proclaimed in this sacred liturgy, God is speaking to us about one person doing whatever it is in their power to ease the suffering of another human being. We do not need to be told about the power and divinity of God's only Son. We do need to be reminded about the suffering and the needs of others and our power and resources to help them. I'm always struck, and I hope you are too, by the simplicity of this scene today. Jesus says nothing. There are no commands. There's no sweeping great gesture. He simply takes her by the hand and helps her up. To me, this is the simplest gesture of friendship, holding hands. He helped her up. That's all. Jesus did not do this to enhance his attractiveness to the people. He did not do this out of duty. He did it because he was interested in people who needed help. This story and others like it are kept alive for us, as they were for countless others, to awaken faith and trust in the Word of God, to restore in humankind God's vision of a world united as brothers and sisters under God's provident love. "This is why I came," Jesus says. This kind of human compassion put in us by God breaks down stereotypes and defenses that can divide and segregate and marginalize people. The ministry of Jesus is not to restore bodies to health, but to restore spirits to wholeness. Friends, we must come here seeking that miracle for ourselves, ready to reach out, to take a hand and lift someone up. Bring to life the kind of compassion that belongs to real children of God. Only when we want to and decide to share the sufferings of another, seeking to understand and hear about whatever has pushed them down, only then can we experience the power of God that's been entrusted to those of us who eat his flesh and drink his blood. There's someone somewhere down waiting for us to take their hand. There will be more miracles like this one in Peter's home when friendship and compassion overcome self-centered, individualistic hearts that look at others as though they're foreigners and outsiders, rather than as brothers and sisters waiting for a hand to touch them. There can be more miracles, and we can do them. Greg, it's your turn.